Good morning. And a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here and those who have mothered others. When Reverend Myra called me and asked me to give the homily on my journey to motherhood, I immediately knew the story I wanted to tell. It is one I have told many times. I am Mary Catherine Bosner Zona, born in Queens, New York, to Richard and Mary Cleary. They had been trying to conceive a child for many years, and I finally arrived when they were 40. When I was at Le Moyne College in Syracuse, I met my husband, Kevin Bosner. He was a musician and a songwriter. He wrote a song for our wedding and one for each of the 36 anniversaries after that, until he passed away about 10 years ago. I recently married another wonderful man, Dick Zona. I have been blessed. My husband Kevin and I very much wanted children. As time passed and we weren't pregnant, we began to realize that something was wrong. We went to doctors, had operations, took medication. We even used a kind of reverse of the rhythm contraceptive method. There is nothing more romantic than, oh, no, we cannot be romantic tonight. We have to be romantic on Thursday. Time passed, and it became harder and harder as each month our hopes were dashed. It seemed like everyone at my work was having a baby. I mean, there were so many that the joke was, don't drink the water or you'll get pregnant. I went to baby shower after baby shower and cried at diaper commercials. I now understood what my mother had felt when she could not conceive. But life went on. Kevin and I were parishioners of St. Paul's in Webster, where I was a lector, as I am here at Spiritus, and Kevin ran the folk choir. One Sunday, I was scheduled to lecture, and the Old Testament reading was the one about Sarah and Abraham. Abraham was sitting outside his tent when he saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them. He said, "Sir, if it please you, do not go on past your servant. Let me bring you a little food that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way." "Very well," they replied. "Do as you have said." Abraham and his wife Sarah prepared a meal for the three men, and Abraham waited on them. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he replied. One of them said, "I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent just behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. So Sarah laughed to herself and said, "Now that I'm worn out and my husband is old, will I really bear a child, old as I am?" And the Lord was good to Sarah and kept his promise. Although Abraham was very old, Sarah had a son exactly at the time God had said. Abraham named his son Isaac. That day before Mass, I prepared the reading as I usually do. Nothing particularly struck me about it at the time. Then, when I was at the lectern, it hit me like a bolt of lightning. God was talking to me. He was promising me a child by the end of a year. Now, being really good at math, I figured that if I was to have a child in a year, I had to be pregnant within 3 months. Well, 3 months came and went, and nothing happened. So, I figured I would conceive a child by the end of the year. Time passed, and right about a year later, I thought I was pregnant. However, on a Saturday night, I discovered, once again, I was not. The next morning, I went to church. And guess what? The reading was the Sarah and Abraham story. I was so angry at God. I yelled, "It's bad enough that I cannot conceive a child, but do you really have to mess with my mind?" By the next day, I had calmed down, apologized to God, and chalked the whole thing up to wishful thinking. Time went by, and Kevin and I decided to adopt. We went to the Catholic Family Center and were told that they would call us for an initial interview in 5 to 7 years. Not exactly what we wanted to hear. However, around that time, a couple at St. Paul's, the Merrigans, adopted a beautiful baby girl from Colombia, South America. So we decided to pursue an international adoption. That required a home study, fingerprinting, background checks, doctor's statements, financials, etc. Eventually, we were accepted by an orphanage in Bogota, Colombia. The joy we felt when we received word that we had been assigned a child was only surpassed by the joy on the day we received his picture. We were taking parenting classes, and we were the only ones who had a photo of our child. We were so excited. We got our passports together, made all the arrangements to be ready to fly to Bogota when they told us to come. We had to wait 4 months. I don't know how Kevin put up with me during that time. My baby was growing, and I was not there to see him and hold him. Finally, we got the call, and we're told to fly to Bogota the following Sunday. On Saturday evening, we went to Mass at St. Paul's. At that time, we had the little missalettes in the seat backs. And as we sat down, Kevin opened to the day's reading and turned to me and said, "You are not going to believe this." It was the Sarah and Abraham reading. I had been promised a child. Not in my way, but in his. Not in my time, but in his. We flew to Bogota, and I held my son, Rick. Then 2 years later, we flew back with Rick, and I held my daughter, Alana. Rick is now a successful independent film producer, writer, and director out in California. Alana lives here and has just completed nursing school and will be taking her licensing test next month. She currently works as a psych tech at Strong and will continue there as a psych nurse. Alana has also gifted me and the world with her beautiful daughter, Erica. When people would hear that my children were adopted from Colombia, they often said how good Kevin and I were to have given them a better life, and how lucky our children were. That never sat right with me. In reality, Kevin and I were the lucky ones who received the most precious gifts. Gifts promised by God.